It is true that there are times God can be silent as far as revealing his will over your life and destiny is concerned. I was led of the Spirit to teach you this because I believe that there are many people who are in the season of the silence of God. There is something called the season of the silence of God. You pray, you fast, you do everything, and it looks like you are not hearing him. Let me tell you what that means. Every time God is silent, it means three things. Number one, it means he is working on you. That is the first thing. Every time God is silent and he withholds revealing his will to you, it can mean, number one, that you as the vessel that will be used to do his will, there is a work that he's doing in you. And revealing his will to you will be a waste in that state. And so his silence means that you should continue the training of the building until he makes you the vessel that is able to do that will you want him to reveal. Please listen very carefully. God is speaking to someone right now. God, why have you been silent on me, my family, my destiny? Every time God is silent, number one, discern that his silence is a message that I am making the vessel who I will use to achieve my will. Look up, please. God was silent on Jesus for 30 years. Read your Bible. You don't hear Jesus communicating with God as a small child, and yet he was God. From the time God spoke around his birth, you don't hear any discussion again. He went to pray, he went to learn. For 30 years, we don't hear the voice of God over Jesus' issue again. Every time God is silent, focus on you, not him. He's doing something in that vessel. Jesus was in the temple at age 12. Because as powerful as Jesus is, even though he was God incarnate, at that state, he would not be able to fulfill the will of God. He needed to learn. He needed to grow. Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. Your Bible says in those moments of silence, Jesus increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. He increased in favor with God and man. Don't waste your moments of silence. When God is silent, rather than lamenting in impatience, focus on allowing him build you. Lord, I know that you have not spoken concerning this and that and that. It means that there is something. The vessel that you want to use for that task has not yet become the fashion that necessitates the revelation of your will. Is someone learning tonight? Listen, what you are learning tonight, you are going to use it to help so many people. For some of you, this message now, you will call your loved ones and say, hey, I came for Koinonia, I found the key. While you have prayed and submitted your prayer here at Miracle Service, prayer after prayer, vigil after vigil. Most people do not focus on God making them. They just focus on God revealing his will. Every time God reveals his will, there is a version that will fulfill that will. And if you have not become that version, he will withhold his speakings and focus on your training. Powerful. Another example, I use Jesus. Let me give you one more. When Joseph had a dream, that was the end of it. There was nothing else he saw or had again. He just had a dream of his destiny. The sun, the moon, 11 stars. When Joseph entered the pit, I'm sure he would say, God, explain to me why a righteous man will be inside the pit by my own brothers. Silence. When they were selling him to go to Egypt, silence. But was he ever out of the will of God? Please talk to me. Even in your confusion, God is still leading you. This is a powerful message tonight. As confused as you may think you are, God is still leading you. Let me tell you how God leads. Look at me. I want to teach you something powerful. If God's desire is for you to go this way and enter a door, please watch me. If God's desire is for you to go left and enter the door to your destiny, and in all honesty and sincerity of heart, believing him, you move right. He will remove the door here and bring it here to make sure you do not miss his will. That is how determined God is. Believe this about God. Most of you don't know how powerful God is. Have you read the scripture that says all things work together, not for everybody, to them that love the Lord? So anytime you don't understand your life, just ask, do I love the Lord? If your love is still in place, find rest. Trouble only starts when the challenges stole away your love. Then you are in trouble. All things. Interpreting the silence of God. Every time God is silent, number one, it means he's working on the vessel. Joseph, look at the tragedies that follow Joseph's life. From the well, Joseph would get up, they sold him in prison. And he started serving, he became the head of the prisoners. Just when he was about to rest, Potiphar's wife came with her own trouble. Are we together now? And then, oh dear. Look at what happened to Joseph. That he was in the prison there and he was holding the cloth of Potiphar's wife. How could you deny? He was holding the cloth of Potiphar's wife. How would he ever explain to them? Next stage, it went to the prison. And he was there in the prison. Do you know he had legitimate grounds to be offended? How in the world did I get here? Simply because of the dream? God is not worth it. Please, carry it and give somebody. That's what somebody wants to do here now. To say, Lord, I am tired of this thing. Beware when God appears to you and say you are highly favored. Because sometimes what follows that statement is controversy. Read your Bible. He said you are highly favored. You thought that immediately after that, you will see people who will come together with gifts and say, Mary, you mean God appeared to you. The favor of God can be very controversial, and he calls it favor. How do you explain that you are pregnant and yet you claim you are a virgin? And instead of God to now speak and defend you, he now keeps quiet. Learn how to live in the silence of God, my dear people. Joseph went to the prison and he stayed there. Even in his confusion and pain, he was in the will of God. And one day, watch this, he saw two people and he interpreted their dreams. And he said, please, when you go to Pharaoh, he didn't say, tell him to make me king. He said, all I want is to get out of this place. Please, tell Pharaoh I'm innocent. And the man got there. Guess what happened? He forgot him. 2 years. If you are Joseph and you come out and become prime minister, who is the first person you are going to deal with? You will first deal with the wine presser, followed by Potiphar's wife. When he became king, it was unnecessary. When the will of God is manifest in your life, there are battles that become unnecessary. You have won. Are you learning this now? So after 2 years, in patience, the voice of God was about to come. Let me tell you, even when you enter the season of his voice, you will not know you are that close. It will be one morning, and then the king sent for Joseph. Just like somebody came for Koinonia here tonight, you don't know that the voice of his majesty, after 10 years, after 15 years, after 20 years, after 5 years, after 2 months, finally, his majesty is about to speak. Sit down. Let me tell you how God speaks. When God is speaking to end your season, he does not come as a still small voice. Read your Bible. When it has to do with bringing your season to an end, he comes in majesty. He will do things that will let them, it will be impossible to doubt that he's the one that came. Hallelujah. And on that morning, Joseph got up in the morning. How are you, dear prisoners? How are you, Joseph? God bless you. Ah, it's been a long time. 2 years plus. We don't know how long he stayed in the prison. We know that the 2 years was from the time the wine presser left. So, X number of years plus 2 years. He didn't know that that morning he would be prime minister. The jailer did not know he was going to open the gate for his boss. Hear me? While you are praying and trusting God, Lord, if you will only give me a job of 200,000, I will be grateful. The day the voice of God comes to honor you for being patient through the season of silence, somebody will call you and say, I'm leaving Nigeria. I've been looking for someone to head my company. Can you come and do it for me? And you will think it's a lie. That when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Please sit down. The king sent for Joseph and they brought him out of his dungeon. I'm sure his heart was beating when he came to stand because they didn't tell him why they asked him to come out. If a king should send for you from prison, you are either going to go back or they will execute you. And I can imagine him shaking and standing before the king. Your majesty. And the king said, well, I slept and I had a dream. And they say you can interpret dreams. He said, well, it is not within my power. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. This is what you saw, Pharaoh. This is what you saw. So what is the solution? Gather 20% of all of this and save for 7 years. And when he finished, Pharaoh said, since God revealed it to you, who else in Egypt is able to do this? I am Pharaoh. And it is only in the throne that you will be second to me. You become the administrator right away. Look up. There are many things he would have done when he was in prison. When he was in prison, he probably would have been gathering some money to build his own house and make meaning of his life. Everything he would have done if he were not in the prison came to him in one day. Read your Bible. A wife came in. He didn't need to look for a wife. Potipharah, the wife of the priest of On, his daughter, they gave him free. They changed his name. They put royal robe. Everything in one day. Can I tell you, while you are waiting, don't be regretting what you would have been doing. It is already in the plan. The compensation is in the plan. Believe me when I tell you this. The compensation has already been built. Hear me. I know, oh Hannah, that you've been waiting a long time for a child. But be patient. The child that is coming is not a normal child. He is the one who will anoint all the kings of Israel. So be patient. Hear me. Do you know why patience is powerful? Patience is powerful because it can help you to be able to gather together the kind of compassion you need through your pain so that you will sustain certain results when they come. When certain destiny things come too easy, there is no memory bank of pain. You will be careless over many great things. But when you think Joseph had the time to be careless, after spending X plus 2 years in the prison, the memory of his pain in the prison will not make him take his job lightly. That's why some of us press into this thing of God, because we know where he brought us from. Sit down. Let's wrap up. When God is silent, number one, it means he's working on you, the vessel. Number two, when God is silent, what does that mean? It means he is working on other factors needed to help you do his will. Look up, please. The will of God does not only depend on your obedience. The will of God depends on the synergy of many other people and many other factors. And sometimes when God leaves you in his silence, it's because he's at the other end of your destiny, rearranging the people and the conditions that must make you to walk in purpose. Let me show you one scripture very quickly. Luke chapter 1 from verse 39. Is God helping someone tonight? Luke chapter 1 from verse 39. This is the story of Mary and Elizabeth. If Elizabeth had a child before that time, there would be no occasion that would bring two of them together. And Mary arose in those days. The moment, watch this now. The moment Mary finished her interaction with the angels, she found out that her stomach started protruding. She was afraid because no one else could relate with her situation. But she remembered there was Elizabeth, a woman who has also gone through that season. And so as soon as she went to meet her, do you know that one of the major reasons why Elizabeth was delayed was so that the timing of Jesus and John the Baptist. Imagine if she gave birth and John did everything, roam around and died. Do you know how frustrating it would have been for John to be in the wilderness? All the while Jesus was growing, John was also in the wilderness. It was the moment he started his ministry. That was when Jesus was also ready to be baptized. If John were born earlier than that time, John would not be able to have the patience to wait until Jesus grows. Imagine John as an adult and then Jesus will start growing. How old will he be when Jesus will be 30? So for that sake, Elizabeth had to wait. There are times that the silence of God means he's putting other things in place that will need to, the bone that will be joined to bone to make sense of your destiny and purpose. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Yes. Let's finish up. 39. 40 now. And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Verse 41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. I thought God was silent, so the Holy Ghost could still speak through Elizabeth. Why didn't he speak for that long? I thought Elizabeth had backslidden, that she would not hear the voice of God again. And the moment she met with Mary, the Holy Ghost came again. And she began to speak, "Thou art blessed among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Next verse. "And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Are you seeing prophecy? Who told Elizabeth that this young lady was carrying his Lord, her Lord? 44. "And lo, as soon as the voice of my salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in womb for joy." Destiny had connected.